you see, see what can be seen. You repair the damage done to me. You hold a candle.
Tom Shear from Assemblage 23, and you are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Right, this is myself, Nige. We've got DJ Freon and Steph running the show as normal.
Hi again, Nige.
Hiya.
Glad to be back.
Yes, okay, this is your regular EBM industrial goth alternative show. Coming up in tonight's show, we've got an interview from Icon of Coil from their recent gig at Bradford Rios. We've got a lot of tracks coming up. We've got Conspiracy, we've got B-Bombeton, we've got XPQ21, we've got loads of cool stuff. And we've got some information about upcoming gigs and some info on Infest and all that kind of stuff. But now I think we're going to go straight into our next track.
Thank you. say I can't miss you. I can't dance, I can't sing, I can't breathe, I can't love, I can't shake, I can't ride, I can't trust, I can't love.
You heard XP221 with I Can't Love You. Before that, Psycho Bitch with Comeback. And opening the show, you heard Unicorn from Pop Tigma Berserk. Okay, right, we're going to try and keep you up to date with the stuff going on in the kind of industrial EBM type world. So, right, Fionn, what have you got coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, luckily, after the success of the Ankh and the Coil show, I'm now booked up until September, October this year with various bands. March is the first biggie, which is Psyche and Attrition, with the Port Band Conspiracy, which you've got a track coming up later, I think.
Yeah.
Next.
Coming up next, actually, yes.
Cool. They're not a bad band at all, really. They're going places. After that, it'll be Toy, with special guests not yet confirmed.
Lots of rumours going
on. Oh, there are rumours. There's always rumours.
Cool.
Then again, it depends on what I can afford.
So we'll keep checking your message board on
freeonpromotions.com. It'll keep you up to date.
That'll keep us with the latest info.
After that, then, it'll be In Strict Confidence and Beerbomb Beton.
Oh, excellent.
That's on the 17th of May.
I think we've got some Beerbomb Beton coming up later in the show as well.
Oh, there we go.
So, yeah, lots of our favourite bands.
Yeah.
Right. Also, I think it's worth mentioning is later on in the year, we've got...
Infest.
We've got Infest. Thank you, Steph. I don't know what was going on there. Yeah, we've got Infest, and there's bands being lined up and confirmed as we speak. A check of today's bulletin board on the infest.co.uk. Infest.org.uk. I better get my URL straight. Confirmed is VMV Nation with Seabound Needle Sharing, Cena, and I think recently SITD have been confirmed as well. So lots of cool bands getting lined up there.
Well, the NB Nations are a surprise, really, are they?
I think everyone's been waiting to see them again. They haven't played the UK in a good while. So.
They only played last year and the year before.
Did they play last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I think my memory's got a bit hazy.
Freon?
Yes.
I'm gonna ask you a question now, but did I read correctly that Cena, or S-I-N-A, is in actual fact the a side project by the singer of Psychovich?
Yeah, correct, it is.
Excellent.
Underlove information.
The thing
here,
is,
anyway.
The band has so many side projects, it's keeping up with the side projects. I'm surprised they have time to do so many side projects.
Well, anyway, we mentioned Conspiracy earlier, so we're going to play that now, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
This is a new single by Covenant called Bullet.
Covenant with Bullet, their new single off their latest album Northern Lights, and before that you heard Conspiracy with Electric Bitch, which are a nice new up and coming band, and hopefully we'll get our hands on their latest album soon, their first album I believe. Right, okay, we'll go try and keep you informed on the nights going on in this area, in kind of industrial EBM type scene. First of all, Fionn, do you want to mention your regular spot on Bradford Rios?
Oh, too kind, Nigel, thank you very much.
So what are the details about that then?
Steelworks,
right.
Is the name,
okay.
And Industrial Power Noise and EBM is the game,
uh-huh.
And this is every Saturday now, starting this Saturday, which I think is the 8th of February.
Right.
I wasn't aware that it actually had a name.
Uh-huh.
I just knew it as Freon's Night.
Now it's named.
Complete
with logo.
Oh, we'll have to get our hands on some of them flyers.
A little posh.
Are they on your website at all?
No.
No. Okay, we'll have to see if we can find out some flyers then.
Still waiting printers from Rio.
Okay. Right, what else goes on in the Yorkshire area? We've got Dead Stars, which is the first Saturday of every month at the Escape Bar at the Bradford Uni. That's 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, £3 in student union drinks prices. You get a kind of lot of EBM industrial played there, resident DJs, Richard and Horny Simon. I can't actually find a website for that night, but it's certainly worth just keeping a check on NetGoth, because they normally post the details of that night there. If there's anything special happening, or if the venue changes or anything like that. What else happens in Yorkshire? Well, we've also got there's the Wendy House in Leeds, of course, with its industrial room. What else? We've got Carpe Noctum, which is
very gothic.
Very gothic.
Very fun.
I think Howard's starting to play a lot more industrial electronic stuff these days. Certainly a lot more than he used to play.
It's still like to get to his fun stuff.
Indeed.
You'll find Adamant and Abba.
It's a good night. Is that the second Saturday of the month at the 1 in 12?
I think so.
I believe so. I believe that's only about £3 in, and it's definitely worth getting down there if you're in the Bradford area and you fancy a bit of a gothy night. It's a very friendly crowd down there.
Very small.
Very small. Very tiny venue. But then again, so is the Dead Stars venue. All these places are happening in small venues, but these guys need your support. They need people turning up to keep the nights going. Right, I think also it's worth mentioning a up-and-coming, slightly more gothy fest called Beyond the Veil. This is done by the Black Veil folks who do the regular night in Leeds. And on the 19th and 20th of April, they're putting on a bit of a mini weekend. So on the 19th, it's just the standard Black Veil night, I believe. They may have a late license. Their website's a bit vague on details on that one. And on the 20th, they're getting a few bands on at the Metropole Hotel, including Diva Destruction, Butterfly Messiah, Psydoll, Last Days of Jesus. And hopefully we're going to hear a bit from some of these bands in a few shows before then. But we don't have actually any from any for tonight's show, unfortunately. But definitely keep an eye on that. I think that's about £21 for a ticket for that, so that's probably well worth going to if you're in the area and you fancy a bit of a gothy weekend. Right, I think it's definitely time for some more music. I've been nattering far too long. This is Cruciform Injection.
to leave back away from the place where my ashes are buried. Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know I found peace in another world. Don't keep digging. I want you to leave back away from the place where my ashes are buried. Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know.
Right, you're listening to BCB 96.7 FM, and this is Dark Assimilation, your industrial goth show. You just heard there Bebon Beton with Another World, and before that you heard Cruciform Injection with Breaking Skies, the Icon of Coil mix. Right, and luckily, thanks to Miss DJ Freon, we managed to get backstage at the recent Icon of Coil Assemblage 23 gig and have a bit of a chat with the Icon of Coil. Here we go. Right, I'm sat here talking to Icon of Coil. First question, how did you all get together and how did you meet up?
Yeah, it's, well, it's a very long story that you can make very short. Me and Sebastian met each other in like 92 or something, and then we started a project in 96. Then we started to do Icon of Coil about 98 or 99, and then Christian came in 2000, and here we are.
That's cool. That's the short version. Cool. what do you enjoy most about being Icon of Coil?
It must be touring and doing shows and to see the good response from audience. And when the audience have fun, we have a lot of fun. And I mean, this is the best part, to play live and to be touring. And also, when you're sitting in the studio and everything works the way it's supposed to work out. So.
It's like a payoff for the hours, weeks, years in the studio. And I'm like, okay, this is your...
Cool.
Eating nice sandwich.
According to your bio on your website, you, Andy, live in Germany. And the rest of the guys live in Norway.
Yep,
is that correct? Does that cause any problems with, like, practicing and writing or anything like that?
I think it could have been worse. I mean, we still do things both in Hamburg and both in Fredrikstad, and then we come together and we're working when we are supposed to work for the final production for things. And I mean, it could have been worse. It works out pretty well like we do now, but we still, I think we have to work pretty hard to keep everything together. But like for me, I was in Hamburg a long time before I, for example, had internet access at home because I never got around to get it. And then it caused a lot of problems because we didn't have this good communication that we should have had. But now it worked out pretty fine.
Cool, cool.
We also made a Western Country album because we could communicate. I thought we were going to do a Western Country. And he was like...
I was doing like more samba and stuff there. It was pretty confusing.
It
was samba western and didn't really work out. So that's why we're doing this music, because we suddenly found out this is what it was supposed to be.
What did you think of tonight's gig then?
The audience was great, as always in UK. The problem was we had no sound whatsoever on stage. It was just... And I couldn't hear tones, I couldn't hear anything. But still, you get... The little energy we had was from the audience. And the audience is always good in UK.
So how do you compare the UK response to other places you've toured then?
You can't even compare it. It's a totally different scene. It's a totally, totally different. I mean, right. Germany is totally different. They even look, the people dress different even, you know.
But what it's like, put it like this, it's like UK is always good. Is
right.
That, they have always been a good audience to us. They still are. And we love UK.
Excellent. According to your schedule, you're touring till the middle of February. What are the kind of the future after that? Have you got anything planned?
We are working on a new album. We started working on a new album before we went on the tour, and we will continue after the tour.
Right.
So, like, the plan.
Are you confirmed at any of the summer festivals? Do you know any of that yet?
We will probably do as many festivals as possible. I mean, we didn't do any festivals this year, so we're probably going to do as many festivals as we have, yeah, that we got opportunity to do next summer. And we just have to check it out, what's going to happen. I mean, it depends on a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. If maybe we're going to do a show, if we do a show, for example, in Canada or Mexico or US, something at the same time as a German or European festival, we'd rather go there and play there because it's much more fun to play there, right, in one way, because of the travel, because of everything. It's always like this. It's much more exciting to get to a place we've never been before.
Yeah.
Or to a place where, you know, you have a huge crowd, so...
Do you have any favorite remix of an I Can Call song, or a favorite remix that someone's done of one of your songs, or that you've done of someone else's song?
Of or songs is hard to say.
Either of them.
Okay, I think we've done the most of the remixes of I Can Call we made ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to say anything. I mean, the or favorite remix of other bands.
My favorite remix. Christian's favorite remix is Psyche with Ty Cherry.
Yeah.
I think that's quite good.
Yeah, I think my favorite remix is from Echo Image, Skulk, actually. It's the most groovy one. Yeah.
Right.
Have you got any recommendations for kind of up and coming bands to keep an eye on in this thing?
I don't have any specific bands right now in my head, but I mean, there's a lot of bands that is on its way up. For example, Fredrik's a band called Spectralized that I think you're going to do pretty well, at least on the quad. So,
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
this is DJ Freon, and that was Control Theory and their track Erase. Before that, we had the wonderfully strange Epsilon Minus and Power Down, and before that, the marvellous, the lovely Norwegians, Icon of Coil, The Soul is in the B-side. And over to Uncle Nige.
Okay, right, thank you very much for listening tonight. Please come back next month and tune in for more of the same. We'll hopefully have the Assemblage 23 interview.
From myself.
From Uncle Steph. And we're going to leave you with Seabound with Fucked.